Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know that running and walking are two of the most simple and least expensive ways to get active. If you listen to my shows, you know that I'm always talking about running and walking, and I love walking myself. But if you head out the door early morning, like I like to do, or late night, or when we're up, you know, at someone's house, like up in Wisconsin, you're walking on these kind of lonely roads, there are certain safety precautions that you should probably take. My guest today is Ross Cascio. I got that right. Expert level Krav Maga instructor with over a decade teaching Krav Maga self-defense, fight, and fitness classes. Welcome to the show, Ross. So start with the walkers. Ladies, we like to walk. We're walking out on sometimes roads where there's not a lot of people. You know, I sometimes look at the trucks that drive by and think if they just pulled over, they could grab me and no one would ever even know. So what do we do? How do we keep ourselves safe? Not that they'd want to grab me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Melanie, sort of that instinct is probably one of the best things that you can have, right? I mean, if you're already thinking that way, then you're a little bit ahead of the game. What we like to think about at Krav Maga when we talk to students about being safe in any situation is sort of being what we would call situationally aware. So the fact that you're already thinking about those kind of things is already a step in the right direction, right? Like, so you're sort of already prepared for what the dangers could possibly be in the area that you're exercising in. So someone like me, I live in Los Angeles, or, you know, when my wife goes out jogging or walking, there's different threats, you know. It's a more populous area. So she, you know, people would have to be aware of corners you can't see around, objects people could hide behind, those kind of things. So I think, you know, the most important thing is to kind of be, as I referred to it, as situationally aware. And a couple things, you know, a couple easy things you can do to help those, to help, you know, maintain a level of situational awareness is, you know, keeping your eyes up and kind of keeping your ears open, right? So I don't know, when you go walking, Melanie, do you like to listen to music or that
well,
kind of thing?
Well, so
bring your phone.
Yeah, that's
you?
An interesting question, Ross, because sometimes I'll have the things in my ears and I'll take one out. But that's for me, for cars and such, because I can picture just being, you know, off in my own little music world and just stepping into the street like some texter and walker, you know, and getting hit. So I try and keep that open ear, but I know what you mean because you know, if somebody comes running past you, if they're a runner and they come running on your left, you're like, ooh, it gives you a little jump start, you know, gives you a little shock. So you need to be, what, ear aware and keep your eyes up and look around. How do we do all these things at the same time while we're trying to walk and not fall?
Well, you know, something else that can help you is if you have another a friend or a buddy to walk with, right? So you're kind of have four ears and four eyes working, so that would help. But you know, if you are listening to music, you don't have to listen to it so loud where you can't hear what else is going on, so someone could sneak up to the side of you, behind you, that kind of thing. If it's walking, and certainly, again, you know, we're talking about on busy sidewalks, or maybe even on lonely sidewalks or not so busy sidewalks, so often you're seeing people with their face down on their phone and text, whatever they're doing. If we're just keeping our eyes up every once in a while, being aware again of what's going on around us, there's a lot less chance of us, you know, of someone sneaking up on you, taking advantage of you. So, you know, again, being situationally aware, keeping your eyes up, keeping your ears open.
Okay, so that's the best advice right there. Being aware of your surroundings, keeping your eyes open, keeping your ears clear so that you maybe walk in with a buddy, certainly really good. But now what if you are an alone walker as I am, maybe your wife is? What should you do if somebody approaches you or if someone starts following you? What do you do?
Well, I mean, listen, it's going to kind of depend on the situation you're in. If you're close to a place where you can be around other people and get to some place where there other people could possibly help you, if you feel like you're in danger, then get there, right? If you're by yourself, if it's a situation where nobody else is around for a long distance or a great period, couldn't come to help you for a great period of time, get yourself out of there. Like, so it's a little bit of common sense. Now, if we're talking about a situation where I'm being approached, or now someone is definitely coming close to me to attack me, that's where training with us at Krav Maga Worldwide and taking Krav Maga self-defense classes is really going to help.
Tell us a little bit about that, Ross. What does it teach you?
Well, Krav Maga is a self-defense system, a martial art, if you will, that was developed in Israel about the time Israel was first becoming a nation. It was used to help sort of regular people. When Israel needed to form an army, they needed to sort of take regular people and teach them how to fight. So that's what our system does. We teach people how to basically defend themselves in a number of different situations. And, you know, we bring people up to a good level of proficiency in punching, kicking, striking, avoiding getting out of headlocks and chokes and stuff like that in a relatively short period of time. So Krav Maga is a self-defense system that you can apply in a short period of time to a lot of threats that are you know, real-world dangers today. So
is it like
basically what,
so?
Excuse me?
And it's such an interesting concept. Now, I am kind of little. I'm 4'10", and mm-hmm. I know I don't sound like that on the radio, but, you know, when I was in college, I took Taekwondo, you know, some karate classes.
Nice.
And I learned that it doesn't matter how little you are, it's about what you do with your littleness, with, you know, what you do with that other person's weight against you and that sort of thing. Give us a few. Just a few little workable tips that someone little like me or somebody else can do if somebody approaches them while they're out walking, while they're out running, just something that they can do. And I know it depends on the circumstances, but if somebody actually came up and grabbed their arm, turned them around, or came up behind them, just a couple of little tips.
Well, I think the key in any situation, if we're being attacked, if I know I have to defend myself, like there's no getting out of it. I'm going to be in a fight. They've grabbed me and it's on, right? What we teach students is to be as aggressive as possible and fight until you do damage to the person that's attacking you. I can try and get away, but if I'm not essentially damaging the person who's trying to attack me, I'm not going to be able to sort of turn the tide of that encounter. If someone grabbed me by my arm and they had both hands on my arm, I had one arm free, I'd punch them in the face, I'd poke them in the eyes, or I'd chop them in the neck, or I'd kick them in the groin. So these are the type of things that we work with. If someone grabs me around the throat with both hands, I'm going to try and pluck their hands away from their neck, kick them in the groin at the same time, or knee them in the groin at the same time. If someone grabs me from behind...
So we really should do all of that, fight as hard as we can, and do all of those things. Now, we just have about a minute left. So wrap up for us your best advice for going out there, Krav Maga, what you want the women to know, or men that are out there walking around, the dangers to stay safe if you're running or walking alone.
I think the first thing I would say, Melanie, thank you, is that if you feel like a situation is kind of weird or potentially dangerous, it's probably going to be. Like, trust your instincts and avoid a situation where you might actually have to fight somebody as much as possible. If it's a situation like we talked about just a second ago where it's unavoidable and I know I'm in a self-defense situation, students at Krav Maga Worldwide and what our philosophy at Krav Maga Worldwide is that we're going to fight as aggressively as possible until we can safely get away from that situation. So,
absolutely. It's great advice. Thank you so much. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Share these shows with your friends, you know, because you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.